The Supreme Court, The Personalities and Rivalries That Defined America, by Jeffrey Rosen, narrated by Alan Sklar. Copyright 2006 by Jeffrey Rosen. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Times Books, an imprint of Henry Holt & Company, LLC, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. A Question of Temperament. On April 8, 1952, to prevent an imminent steelworkers' strike that he thought would cut off the flow of guns to U.S. troops in the middle of the Korean War, President Harry S. Truman decided to use his authority as commander-in-chief to seize the nation's steel mills. His decision would provoke more criticism than any other in his presidency. But Truman had been emboldened to act, in part because of confidential advice from Chief Justice Fred Vinson, whom Truman had appointed to the Supreme Court in 1946. When Truman informed Vinson in advance of his intention to seize the steel mills, the Chief Justice assured his friend, the President, that the seizure would be legal under his executive powers, and that a majority of the Court would support it. Vinson's advice turned out to be wrong. In June, 2 months after the President issued his executive order, the Supreme Court declared in Youngstown Sheet and Tube v. Sawyer that Truman had acted unconstitutionally. Writing for the 6-3 majority, Justice Hugo Black declared that the Constitution gives Congress, not the President, the power to make laws, and Congress had refused to authorize